Are you hurt?
Yo, what's going on? I want to welcome everyone to Bobby Talking-ish episode number 2. I am your co-creator, Bobito Fresh, and the place to be with the other co-creator of this podcast. He is the man, the myth, the legend. His name is Ish. What's going on, my brother? How you feel?
How you doing, brother? Everything good, thank God. Hopefully everybody's doing all right. You know, peace and blessings. We're going through some rough times right now. Hopefully we can provide a little bit of distraction, a little bit of laughs.
Yeah, you know, that's what we're trying to do here, man. You know, it's a wild time here, man. And, you know, I'm just thankful for, you know, friends like you and people in my life, my family, you know. And, you know, I know you and I talked off air on some things. And you had a couple of things on your mind. So if you wouldn't mind telling the people what's going on, go right ahead, man. Express yourself. What's going on? How you feel? What's on your mind?
Yo, real talk, this Major League Baseball thing is on my mind right now, man. It's not looking good right now, to be honest. Got to give props to the NHL, NBA, and all the other sports that already got a plan. The Major League Baseball is just not looking good, man. Owners and the players, they fighting over money when we're going through one of the biggest pandemics in a while, and money's the last thing we should be talking about. But
yeah, I agree with you, man. I agree with you, man. You know, this whole MLB stuff is it's wild to me, man. I miss sports as a whole. You know, no matter what it is, I miss baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf. Everything, even though we had a little taste of golf, but that wasn't really a taste. That was kind of, you know, just, you know, whatever it is.
It was like a tease.
But yeah, of course it was, man. Of course it was. But this baseball thing has got to be crazy, man. Like, in my opinion, and it's only my opinion, you know, they're making themselves look really, really bad on this right now. You know, I mean, they're fighting over money where it's, as far as I understand, it's the top guys who are making millions and millions of dollars that don't want to play. But you got these guys who are making, I mean, listen, they're making good money. Don't get me wrong. But you're taking dreams away from guys. You guys are releasing guys who got to go back and, you know, go back to construction, you know, drive a taxi, whatever it is. They're still a good job, but those dreams are taken away from people, man. You know, so that's my thought, man. You know,
nah, you have a great point. The fact that the national pastime's not even on the radar is crazy to me, man. You know, they have a history of always showing up when the country need them, and right now they're playing the money game. You know, and I understand as a player you want your money, but I just think 2020 is not the year for the money, man. You know?
Not right now.
Think about it. You know, you mean to tell me they can't get in a room and square this out? At least 85-game season, 50-game season. That's like a tease, man. That's like a softball season. That's kind of light, man. What you think about that?
No, I hear you, man. I mean, listen. It's not going to be an 82-game. That 82 game is not going to happen because of what's going on right now. Because now it's getting later and later and later. You know what I mean? So you have, you know, time is against us and time is against baseball. So.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
What's going to happen is this. The players came with a proposal. The owners locked it down, shut it down, said, no, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that proposal. We're going to come back and get you with the 40-game, you know, 40, 50-game season, whatever it is. And that's cool. You know, okay, you want to get something going in. But baseball is not basketball where you can pick teams to go just play because there's no season in baseball at all. At least basketball had a season. You know what I mean? True. Basketball had a season. So you can't just say, listen, we're going to pick these couple of teams and you guys come in and play, you know? Because it ain't going to happen like that. That doesn't work that way, you know? And you got, you know, again, you know, I understand, you know, all right, you got guys that are making, you know, boatloads of money, and they're the ones in the forefront are talking loud to the owners, But at the same time, what about the guy who is in single A, is in double A, is in triple A? You know what I mean? Or the Grapefruit League, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? One of those things.
They all got sent home, yo. All the minor leagues got sent home.
That's what I mean. And listen, I'm a Yankees fan. I'm a Yankees fan through and through, diehard. I'm one of those guys, man. You know, I dig my team. I ride for my team, whatever it is. I battle anybody on a talk with my team. You know, just one of those guys. But how do you release all those guys when you're a multi-billion-dollar organization, man? How do you do that?
That is crazy. It's crazy, man. You know, you would think that you could at least pay those guys. Those guys got families. Those guys got kids. You know, they ain't getting paid that much money. You mean to tell me you couldn't square something up that they get taken care of financially? That's crazy, you know. Salute to the people that's stepping up, like David Price and giving $1,000 from his own money. I'm going to do that. That's major, but come on. These are the Yankees, the New York Mets, bro.
These guys
dropped the ball there.
No, and listen, I want to give a shout out to the Nationals too. Washington Nationals, they paying their minor league guys. I think it was $200 until the end of June. I think it was or early July. I want to say, I might be wrong. You know, say what I'm saying, but I think it's to the end of June. But they're still paying their guys. They're not releasing guys because for some reason, apparently, the Washington Nationals must have some type of forecast in their mind that they know that we coming back to play baseball sometime. So the Nationals got to set that precedent where, you know, this is what we're doing. Follow our lead because we're coming back to play regardless if it's a 40, 50 game, 60 game, whatever it is. But we're coming back to play. So don't release your guys. Don't release your guys. And they got to set that precedent. And all these other baseball teams from, you know, West Coast to East Coast, North and South, got to follow that lead, man. I'm telling you right now, they got to follow that lead because what's going to happen to these guys? These guys are out in the street right now. They're out in the street. You know what I mean? And it's you know, it's sad to say. It's sad, bro. It's sad, you know?
Yeah, and think about it. You know, they wait another month. It's a wrap. They talk about playing to November and December in the East Coast, bro. There's no way.
You can't do that. Now, it's bad, bro. I mean, listen, the only way you're going to play in December is if you go to a dome stadium.
Yep, that's the only way.
You know, might be right there. And I don't think there's any more dome stadiums except Tampa Bay that got domes.
You got Houston.
No, Houston's outside. Well, they got the collapsible.
The retractable. Yeah. And I think Arizona got the collapsible too, don't
try. I said collapsible.
Yeah, that's a bad word.
Yeah,
word up. I'm following your shit.
Nah, word up. No, but you're right, though. You know, I mean, Texas Rangers are talking about having 25,000 people in stands. You know,
they want that bread, B. They want that bread, man. They want the money. It all comes down to the money.
Yeah, that's the shame part, man.
You know, is right now we at a time where if baseball was to just take the lead and leapfrog all these sports, it would do them good in the long run. They look like, man, look, these guys iron out their differences, and they got on and they played. You know, but the owners is trying to stranglehold the players. You know, the players know that they got 2021, they're going to probably go and they're going to rearrange, go to the CBA and try to set some new guidelines and all that. But they're already halfway through the year, you know, and some of these players' mind, they'd rather just take the year off, risk getting injured, because that's another thing. You're going to be, if we do play short season 50, definitely going to be a lot of injuries, you know?
Of course. I mean, listen, it's a watered-down season. Starting pitchers are going to go 3 innings, you know, like, we're going to be talking about a Cy Young Award winner, and it's going to be a guy from the bullpen because you know, your starting pitcher is going to go, he's going to go three innings, and that's it. So we're talking about bullpen guys winning Cy Young Awards, you know what I mean? So it's going to be a watered-down season, man, and that's my thing, too.
Can I give you a question?
I was going to ask you one, too, but go ahead. Let's just say
they have a season, 50-game season, and your team wins the championship. Do you feel some type of way?
Nah, it's fake.
A 50-game season, or you don't even consider that as a chip?
Nah,
you know? Like,
nah, it's
how
fake.
You feel about that?
That's a good question, man. But like I said before, it's fake, man. Like if the Yankees go ahead and win, you know, whatever, I think it's fake to me. I don't think it's
legit.
I don't think it's legit, man, because you have guys not really playing. You're gonna have an expanded roster. You're gonna have all these assets given to you, where it's not a regular season. You know what I mean? It's not a regular season. I don't care how you want to call it, whatever. Do I want a 50-game season? Yeah, I want to see it. I want to see 50 games. I want to see some games played. But this season is a wash. It's a wash right now. You know, no matter when they come back, it's still a wash, no matter how you look at it. You know what I mean? Because it's a watered-down season. You know what I mean? You're going to have, like, your man, Jacob DeGrom. Let's say DeGrom, he's going to have, what, maybe 10 starts?
Possibly. That's crazy.
Maybe 10 starts. 10 starts.
That's why you said it right. It's going to be a reliever that's going to win it because he's going to be in the game like 50 games.
That's what I mean. So now, also, you got Pete Alonso. Let's say he, he hits 28 home runs in those 50 games.
Yeah. They'll probably just add another half, and they'll be like, he'll probably would have hit 50 if it was a full season.
Yeah, but you can't do that though. To me, that's taken away from the players, first of all, and from the fans, because you can't really mark up stats like that, bro. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't say, all right, listen, Tony Gwynn. All right, you can't say Tony Gwynn, if he played 50 games, he would have hit 340 like he did back in the day. You know what I mean? You can't do that. You can't do that because that takes away from him. It takes away from everybody. Everybody.
Yo, you want to find something crazy? You said Tony Gwynn. I'm going to give you a nugget on Tony Gwynn. Tony Gwynn faced Greg Maddux like 400 times, right, in his career.
Yeah.
How many times do you think he struck out?
I think he owned him.
Guess how much you think he struck out, though?
Less than 10.
My man, zero.
Yeah, you see?
My man was a beast, bro. Tony Gwynn was a pure hitter, bro.
Yo.
Like, he could just straight rake, bro.
Yo, Tony. Tony,
rest in peace, yo. Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, word up. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, man. Yo, but Tony Gwynn, if our listeners are hearing us right now and you want your son or your daughter to be a hitter, go look up YouTube and go find Tony Gwynn. Straight up and down. You know what I mean? That's it.
Nah, Tony Gwynn was just, yo, it was like he was a switch hitter, but he was a lefty, if you understand what I'm saying.
Of course,
you
know what I mean? Of course.
He covered both sides of the plate, yeah. like amazing, you know what I mean? But just because you said his name, I thought about that. I said, wow. And you know Greg Maddux is a beast. You know, he ain't no slouch.
Nah, two Hall of Famers, man. Two Hall of Famers. And Tony Gwynn could put the ball where he wanted to put it. You know what I mean?
Yep,
not many ball players can do that, bro. You know what I mean? He could put it. All right, listen. Yo, imagine Tony Gwynn right now if they shifted on him. If they put the shift on him.
Oh, it would have been a wrap. He probably would have won the batting title.
Yo.
He would have like 350.
He would have batted 500. He would have batted 500. You know what I mean? Come on. Seriously, because you got third base over shortstop. You got shortstop over second base. You got second base in short right. And you got first base. Where he's at. Tony Gwynn would have ate that hole up right there. You know what
hell
I mean? He would have
yeah,
ate that hole
yeah.
up on third base, would have put it right there all the time. Boom, 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 boom. He would have lived day in, day out with that shift, bro. He would have been like, yo, come on, you want to do it? Let's go. Come on. All right, bet. Go ahead. You want to shift on me? I'm going to show you what's up.
Nah, that's what's up, B. We have to get Tony Gwynn love.
You know
what I'm saying? You said his name. But now back to the topic at hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Another big problem with the season being short. The fans, think about it. If the fans are so beasting, they can't do 50 games, man. They got to go back to the table, at least do 80 games. You know what I mean? That's half of a season right there. They could still do it. Technically, the season will start in July, and you got like another 80-game season. Why not? If they do 80, the fans are buy into it. The TV ratings are going to be off the roof. And you never know, maybe halfway through the season, they could start filling up some stadiums.
I mean, I agree with you. I mean, that's
the pandemic numbers are drastically low. Not in all areas, obviously, but because a month ago, we never envisioned this was even a topic. So,
no, I mean, I just think,
look, what messes up Major League Baseball is that NBA got a date. All these other sports got dates, and Major League Baseball is like, it's like up in the air, you know? It's just a bad look, you know?
Well, because you know why? Because there's a plan in place for the other sports, for NBA, NHL. I mean, listen, soccer is back in. You know, it's
dude, but make a Robin that tournament thing, like, you know, that's how they gotta have to do it. Cause I know the playoffs ain't gonna be able to be 4-7 out this year. It's probably gonna be 2 out of 3, right?
It's gotta be something. It's gotta be something, man. It's gotta be something. Cause right now, baseball is in bad, bad shape, man. I'm telling you right now. This is totally different than in 94. You remember that?
Man.
It's totally different. All right, baseball bounced back, came back, and, you know, fans, you know, came back to the stands and all that stuff. But now this is tough, bro, because this is real when social media is out and everybody's out there and everyone sees what's going on and everyone sees the negotiations not going correctly, and it's only a fight over money. It's only a fight over money because the owners want that playoff money. That playoff money is... That's real. That's real money.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
The sponsorships, the networks, all that stuff. So now the players are saying, "All right, listen, we want a piece of that cake too. Why can't we get some of that?"
And that's the problem. That's the major problem. You want to know why? Because the owners, they paper, like when they money trail, they feel. They don't have to make that public. You know what I mean? The major league players' information is public. You see what I mean? And so it's like, it's almost like they got a trick up their sleeve. Like, yeah, you ain't got to worry about that, you know? But, you know, it's everything's about money, man. You know, you mean to tell me that these lawyers, these union lawyers, and let me tell you, the baseball union's one of the strongest unions. This is the only entity that don't got salary cap, my man. Which,
yeah, of course.
You know, maybe next year, maybe they're going to have to implement it, man, because the numbers are outrageous right now, man. This guy's getting paid that ain't really worth the money. And it's just because the market is setting their value, you know?
But what it is, too, is that Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, he was a labor lawyer back in 94. So he's been through this. So he knows how to play the size,
He
knows
you, right?
He knows what's going on.
He knows all the tricks. He knows all the tricks.
Yeah, man. Like a lawyer should. You know what I mean?
Because look, let's say they don't play, he's gonna come out and make a statement. The players don't want to play. Boom. You know, he's gonna put a strike because it's the players' fault. You see?
Well, that's what it is too. The players don't trust the owners or the union, or I mean, not the union. You know, the players don't trust the owners. Don't really trust the players. They don't really value them as they should value them.
So it's like, what do you play here?
What do you play? What side do you go on? And that was my question to you. What side are you on right now? What side are you on? You want side of the owners or the ball players?
I'm the side of the players, but these players gotta put money. Talk about money in 2021. You know what I mean? Like 2020, should we talking about money when the unemployment numbers is in the 40 mil. Come on, man. You know, it's not a time to be talking about money, man. It's a lot of real serious issues right now in the world, and they're fighting over money.
Well, that's the thing, too, and that's what's going to happen, too. If they play regardless, if they do or they don't, what's going to happen when the CBA comes up, the players, if they do play, the players have that iron fist right now. When that CBA comes up, they're going to say, okay, fine, listen, we played. And we got prorated. You cut our salaries, but now here's our new thing. So now you better pay us accordingly, or we're not playing at all.
Oof. Can you imagine next year?
No.
Possible strike looming?
No, I can't. Especially not right now. I can't even do that right now. I can't even imagine that. Because if that happens, I'm telling you right now. And so all our listeners, I'm telling you right now. I don't want to cast anything. I don't want to put out negative thoughts about anything. But if that happens, yo, no baseball right now, no baseball next year, and possibly to the beginning of 2022.
That's crazy, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to say that because I don't want to see that. You know, I'm a huge sports fan, obviously. I'm a huge baseball fan, obviously. So I want to see people come back, man. You know, I want to see this. We need sports back in America. That's it.
And that's the thing. Like when they first realigned the leagues, when they realigned the teams to different divisions, that created a little buzz. Like everybody was excited, you know. And then for them to this day now not have none agreed on nothing yet, it's pretty disheartening, man. As a fan, you know.
Of course, man. You know what? You just sparked a thought on my head, man. By saying realigning. So now, what they're going to do is, I'm sure you know, is that they're going to put a DH in the National League and American League, right?
So now it's going to be lovely. As a Mets fan, I'm loving that idea. Yeah, Start that, yes.
So now moving forward, do you want them to... So let's say they do play this year, right? They do play this year. So next year, do you want the DH still in the NL? Or do you want it to be gone and go back to, you know, your man DeGrom batting up again?
Look, let me tell you something. I'm from the old school. I'm always been in National League, the throwback way. I always want to see the pitcher hit. So I won't rather have a DH, but I will tell you this. The American League teams have an advantage when it comes to the playoff games and all that because they always had a DH in play. You know what I mean? It's always different when a pitcher that never hit bats up than when you already know you got a pitcher. The mental for that pitcher pitching is like, oh, this is almost an automatic out. You know what I mean? With the DH, it almost makes it an even feel for both teams, you know?
I agree. So do you want it to stay or do you want it to go?
It all depends on how much of an impact it does this year. If it creates crazy buzz and they keep it, I don't mind having it. But I would like to see DeGrom hit too. DeGrom breaks, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he can. Yeah, he's a shortstop in college, man. So, you know, he can hit. You know,
That's one thing I don't like about too much of what Manfred's doing is he's trying to change the game way too much. You understand? Just the game is fine the way it is, you know? Just leave it the fuck alone.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. I hear you. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy everywhere, bro. I mean, everything is... But my thing is this. Why is soccer back? Why is Bundesliga back? Why is La Liga back? And baseball isn't back yet. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? Like, what's going on here? What is the problem? I know it's the money. I know it's all that. But why cannot you guys come to agreements on certain things? And it bothers me, bro. It bothers me a lot.
See, I'm going to keep it 100. These other teams are smart. They seizing the opportunity to move pecking order. We all know NFL's number one. NBA's number two. Soccer, I think, three. And I don't want to diss NHL. Maybe three or four there, you know? Right now, baseball's in the bottom of that list, you know?
Yo, it's crazy how, you know, there's always this joke, no one cares about hockey. You know what I mean? But listen, hockey right now is it's showing some improvement to the fans and to people. And they, right now, I think they're moving ahead. They're moving ahead of baseball, bro.
According to their plan, they got a nice system going that they're going to have a nice playoff system run. And that's the thing. All these sports, they're going to intertwine. So usually when they off, this year is going to be a different year where they're probably all going to be sharing the spotlight.
It's going to be wild, man. I mean, it's going to be great for the fans, you know, having all these sports at the one time.
See, because NBA, you know, NBA right now, I think the Lakers is favorite to win it all. It's like a little 20-game season. That's what they're trying to do or something like that.
Yeah, it's wild how they pick, you know, they pick teams to come and play.
I'm saying they follow the record, like, you know, there was no need for the Knicks to continue on. They're not playing for nothing. So
they're done. It's over.
Perfect that the way they did that. Leave them the fuck out. Yeah. You know? Nah, but I got something before you even throw me off because I'm gonna forget.
Yeah.
What you think about Kevin Durant and your boy, the point guard? Kyrie, and I think that Nets both shut him down already, right? The word is that they got shut down already. They're not trying to make a comeback.
Yeah. Nah, they ain't coming back this year, man. They ain't coming back this year. And I don't blame them either. You know what I mean? Those are your two biggest stars. Why would you have them come back to play, you know, in my mind, you know, kind of a bullshit season, really, you know, to risk injury, especially KD coming back from Achilles, man. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
That's a big injury.
He's not like 20 no more. He's a little older than that, you know?
Yeah, man. And Kyrie had his shoulder that, you know, I don't know what arm was. I forgot. But if it's his shooting arm, that's got to give him some time. You got to give him some time to relax and to rehab and all that stuff, even though he's probably doing it now. But that's a full season, bro. That shoulder, you know, as baseball players, you know what I mean, you're growing up, the shoulder is nothing. That's serious, bro. That's serious.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I just thought I'd throw it out there. You know, maybe somebody was thinking the same thing. You know, so what you was gonna say, G? Because I know you'll be having some nice nuggets and shit.
No, I was gonna say is, you know, you brought up the Knicks. You know what I mean? Knicks season is over,
bro. That's just been over 10 years, 20 years ago.
Yo, for real, you're right with that. But they talking about bringing back or interviewing Mike Woodson, right? That's who it is, right? Mike Woodson.
He deserves an interview. Why not?
Yo, listen, man.
He was the last team to get to the playoffs. The last coach, I think.
Yo, he's been the best coach for the Knicks in the last 25 years or whatever it is, 20 years since Van Gundy.
I got a name for you. I respect Woodson. And, you know, I'll give him an opportunity for just to get an interview, but I think you got to go with Thibodeau, yo. Thibodeau's the guy. He coaches both sides of the ball. He's good with young players. And, you know, this year in the draft, let's see, you know, maybe they get LaMelo and it's a wrap. I don't know if they're ready for that distraction.
You see, my thing is this. That's why I brought up Woody, because Woody, I think he's better to relate to the players.
But he needs an established team. We got nobody. B, like when Woodson was there, he had like Melo in his prime. He had Stat when Stat was all right. You know, even though we got Stat when he was old, but
yeah,
you know,
now good point.
You know what I'm saying? I just think we need a fresh look, and the reason why I said Thibodeau because he got connections with our owner, with the new GM.
They
got a little history, you know what I mean? Because they were throwing a lot.
Nah, it's cool with Rosen. Yeah, it's cool with Rosen. You know, so
they got a little connection, you know, and I could see, you know, that's the thing, you know, he's good with point guards and all that. So let's see what happens, you know. Right now, I'm surprised we even gave the Knicks so much airplay because they don't deserve that shit.
No, you're definitely right, man. You're definitely right. I mean, you know, I'm not gonna get started on Dolan. I'm not even gonna do that. I don't got the energy for that, you know, because...
But I'm saying, why you ain't feeling Dolan, though? Like, don't get me wrong, Dolan got his issues, and I'm not feeling the way he treated Oakley. I don't like the way he act, I don't like that. But he always coughed up the money when it's time to get a player, though. Like, he paid, they wanted us to get Phil Jackson. We gave him the money. That was, like, money thrown away. Boom.
Yeah.
Then they said they needed a player. He made a blockbuster trade. He brought Melo. Boom. When we needed Stat, he got Stat. Like, he get the players. It's just for some reason they don't gel, and New York is just too hot for some guys, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, you're right, man. You're right.
Don't get it twisted. I don't want to cut you off, but I don't condone nothing Dolan do. I don't like that he's always with his band. You know, I don't like that, you know, but when he has to go get somebody, he get them. It's just, he always shoots crap. You know, he doesn't hit the right number every time, but, you know, hopefully this time around.
Let me ask you a question with this. All the Rangers making progress.
Because he's smart. See, he don't know basketball. He don't know hockey. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yo, back on that Jim Dolan shit. The reason why his shit, when he do it with the hockey, he's just touching the right buttons. He's giving it to the hockey people. They handling their business. You know, it just seems with the basketball, he's not having that same luck, you know what I mean? But, you know, he really don't mix. He just hired the wrong people, you know what I mean? But
no, I agree with you, man. That's why he's giving the people the right thing to do. He's giving the right people, put them in the right place, let them do their job. But for some reason with the Knicks, he just wants to be involved a little too much, I guess, you know, over the past couple.
You not know, for like, nothing, not I mean, for listen, nothing.
Talking about owners, though. So, what's going on with the Queens side of things, man? With your baseball team, man? What's going on over there, man?
Bro, word. That, don't even get me started on that shit. Fucking Will Pons is fucking playing games, man. You know what I mean? Sell the goddamn team already, man. For real, man. This is like a fucking a news flash.
I think I hit a nerve over here.
Bro, first of all, word, get your fucking popcorn, pour yourself a drink, sit the fuck down, because I'm about to pop off. Listen, this shit is bullshit. They don't know what the fuck they're doing over there. You know what I mean? They had a buyer, and they didn't include SNY at first. They try to play Cohen. You know what I mean? Cohen had the bread. You know what I mean? They should have sold it to him. You know, the fans would have went ballistic. Instead, they play games. They try to dare him. Now, A-Ron and J-Law trying to come up with a package after they struck out the first time. They trying to come up with another package because the value of the team dropped now after this pandemic.
Yeah, how much was it?
First, before the pandemic, I think they will know somewhere between 2.6 bill they were trying to, like, the price was it. But they were not including nothing, like no networks or nothing, just the team. But they wanted to be part of it for 5 years. That's bullshit. Like, fuck out of here. I cut you a check. You got to get the fuck out. You know what I mean? Everything. Pack up the U-Hauls. You need to be out before I get there. And for A-Rod, the A-Rod and J-Lo shit now with the pandemic is valued at 1.6 billion.
It's $1 billion, but that's a
big come-off. Difference.
That's a come off right there.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And that, I'm not going to front. That now they included all that, the networks and everything, but that'll bring some spice to New York, man. A-Rod and J-Lo, they two big figures, you know?
Of course. You know what I mean?
That was just my two cents on the owner. They just straight up.
I agree with you, man. I mean, listen, I'm not a Mets fan, but you know, I do root for them when the Yankees are done, if they ever done. You know, I am.
Man,
you know,
shut up! Don't be trying to rub that shit in. Y'all like favorite this year automatically. Like, come on, stop it.
Hey man, listen. I'm just trying to help you out a little bit, man.
The shit. We in the same division, so
I'm just trying to pass you on the back a little bit, man.
Just trying to
make you feel like, you know what I mean?
Nah, it's all good.
You seem kind of angry right now. Just trying to make you feel good, man. You're all right though. Don't worry.
You're gonna be angry when Cole get lit up this year.
Yeah. I'm not really sure about that, but listen. I got a story for you that might make you laugh to make you feel a little bit better so you can go to sleep tonight and rest your head.
So, check it. Before you do that, let me give a shout out to Anthony, the kid, and Fort Dix. You know what I mean? Just want to give a quick shout out real quick.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Here you go.
Salute, brother, you know?
Hold your head, kid. Hold your head.
Well, so back on the funny side of things, you were saying?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a little funny story. It might be funny. You know, it's funny to me. I hope it's funny to you. I hope it's funny to the listeners. You know, I'm not sure if you saw this, but I read an article the other day about a doctor in New York, right? So this guy, he goes by the name of Dr. James Hamblin.
Oh.
All right. He came up with a great idea. Great fucking idea 4 years ago to stop using soap. Yes, wow. I said it. Stop using soap. So this guy goes around and he was like, oh, you know what? This is a great idea. And he's married. He goes to his friends asking him, hey, friend of mine, do I smell?
Wow.
And his friends are saying, nah, bro, you good, man. You good money. You don't smell. Apparently, his wife said the same thing. But I'm telling you right now, man, I do not fucking buy it for 1 second. What are your thoughts about not using soap anymore? Like, where do you go from there? What is that?
Bro, we on a pandemic. The doctors are telling you to use soap, yo. Like, how during one of the craziest times, they tell you not to use soap. Like, are you crazy? Be like, he probably was on a doing some type of project, something, and he made it a lifestyle. You know what I mean? But I just don't see that. You know,
The funny thing is too. This guy, man, he works out. He goes. He exercises. He sweats.
Boom, that's it. Right? Say no more. Right there. Exercise, sweat. What are you going to do? Take a bird bath with water?
That's my point.
He's going to be smelling like ass straight up. I mean, there's no way. He probably got used to his smell, and he think he don't smell.
I mean, look, check it out. I guess his wife got used to it, too, because you know they ain't going to dinner. Before this pandemic hit, they ain't going to dinner.
And if she do go out, she looking like Michael Jackson, kid. She covered from head to toe, bro.
Yo. And they ain't sleeping in the same bed. She got him sleeping in the tub, bro. Or in a fire escape.
I think the fire escape. And if it's in the tub, you're definitely gonna be with Clorox. you gotta disinfect his ass. That's some crazy shit right there.
Yo, that's wild shit, man. I never heard none of this before. Like I've seen people say, yo, you know what, let me not. Oh, you got some drag racing going on right there, huh?
Hey,
you got
some drag racing. We live out here, baby.
That's right.
We in the streets, B. You know what I mean? Straight up. There you go. This podcast is live, baby.
That's right. I'm surprised there ain't no fireworks over here, man. They quieted down tonight. But what I was going to say is this, is that, you know, they ain't really doing no social gathering with each other. They were doing 6 feet apart 4 years ago. You know what I mean?
You know they family members, they sending boxes of Febreze over there. Unlimited. Like, yo, here's this Febreze bottle, pal.
Yo, they bought crazy stock in that shit, bro. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yo, put it like this. I think he the answer. He's probably COVID-proof, though. We joking and all that. He probably COVID-proof, yo.
Yo, this dude, yeah. Yo, go test him because he's got the antibodies. This guy is A1 test. That's him. Get him on the pharmacy.
Yo, when they test him, the test gonna say, fuck out of here. This guy's a monster. He's an incredible Hulk.
Nah, the test is gonna say, you fucking stink, bro.
Take a shower.
Take a fucking bath.
With soap.
Straight up.
That shit's gonna say, use soap. You're gonna look at that shit like, well, how does she know?
Yo, but on some other crazy shit, bro, I read another article that kind of got me a little crazy a little bit. Like, I was like, how the fuck this happened, man? You know what I mean? There was a woman in Pennsylvania, bro. You know, she basically cut off her grandmother's head and kept the head in a refrigerator for 15 years collecting her Social Security.
Wow.
You know, and then check it out. Then she moved the freezer like 100 miles.
Wow.
But she got bagged and now she's doing like 11 years, facing like only 11 years.
How is it only 11 years? That shit was premeditated and all that, bro.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy to me, bro. That's crazy. How does that happen?
Yo, I want to find out what kind of make is that refrigerator, bro. That refrigerator must have held up for, what, like 15 years, bro? That's some crazy shit. Imagine there was a blackout. She was stressing that night.
Yo, that's a diesel-ass fridge, bro. You know what I mean? That's a diesel fridge.
Nah, and I'm not even trying to make fun of the lady. Rest in peace. You know what I mean?
No, of course.
It's a serious story. I'm just saying. There's some crazy people out here, man.
I mean, this story
was wild. This one is even wilder. This includes a dead body.
Yeah, like I don't even know what was on her mind. You know, like to even do that. Like, why would you even keep? Why would you keep this shit around?
In her mind, she's probably saw one of those checks. Those shits was looking brolic. She was like, "Yo, I could use that shit."
Yeah, of course. You know what I mean? She put. I guess you just want somebody to talk to. You know what I mean? She would pull her head out the freezer sometimes, be like, yo, what's good? How you doing? You know, I'm good. Yo, thank you for the money.
That's crazy.
And again, wow. I ain't trying to make light of the situation.
That's a serious situation.
But we're just trying to say have some jokes.
We're just making it funny. We're just having some jokes, for the laughs. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, if you're driving and you hit the brake a little hard, you know what I mean? If you're drinking, you spit that shit out, you know?
Yeah, of course, man. Put a smile on people's faces during these crazy times, man. That's what we're here for. You know what I mean? So,
that's some crazy shit right there, man. Where we going with this, man? Where you want to go? You want to go back to the sports or you got another crazy story?
Yeah, I'm actually done with the stories, man. You know, I'm done with the articles, man. You know, I'm actually, David Jassy, bro. I'm a David Jassy. You know, he's starting his own, you know, his own little thing. You know, he's in San Quentin for murder. You know, but he got out. You know, he's doing it. Well, actually, he's still inside, but he's trying to start like his own little movement to help people come along and not follow down his steps, man. So I want to give a shout out to David Jassy, you know, because he's doing the right thing. He learned from his mistakes, you know, so he's doing the right thing, man. So I want to give a shout out to him.
Nah, that's what's up, man. That's what it is, you know.
Yeah, man. So yeah, besides that, man, you know, we got the sports going on, you know. Not really going on, but you know, we got sports talk to talk about. But besides that,
now we're on sports and I come NBA's on the track. If LeBron wins the chip, is it considered a chip or is it going to have an asterisk?
No, I mean, listen, my thought is the same across all the boards. I think there's an asterisk, whether it's baseball, football, well, not football, basketball. Hockey too, man. You know, like you can't really say you didn't play a full season.
Everybody had a fair shot at it. Everybody's rested, you know?
No, but not really because especially NBA because now it's a playing game. You know, you got picked.
Yeah.
You got picked. You know what I'm saying? You got picked to come in, you know? So you
of the records though. If the records that they picked you by coding your records, right? That's how it went down.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It was not like they picked the Knicks, bro. You know what I mean? Like
the Knicks.
Yeah, right. Word.
Goddamn Knicks.
They picked the teams that by their record. You know, it just happens. All the people that are bitching are the teams that are on the bubble. You don't hear nobody in the top bitching.
No, of course not. I mean, but at the same time, though, even though it's going to be a shortened season, the playoffs. It's going to be like a regular season game almost because these guys are well rested. No, of course. But if you go through a regular season, you got injuries, you got, you know, fatigue, you got all that stuff.
I got a question. Now, let's just say this season, it goes all the way down to what? October, right? Let's just say October. That means, or September, they're going to start the season right away, or they're going to wait till January, or they're going to start right away in the same year?
Well, nah, they were talking about going December 1st or something like that, I think it is. And that's way too soon,
that's
man.
That's way too soon. Word. That's you know? Crazy.
That's no time, because even if they do a shortened season, that really is no time to get your body right. You know,
you got to rest, too. Especially the wear and tear for them playoffs.
Yeah, because you know everyone is going to go crazy right now. All the teams is going to go super, super, super.
And they're going to be isolated. They're not going to be allowed to travel.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. Away from their families, all that stuff, too.
They're going to stay in one spot the whole way through, from the beginning of the season all the way to the end, to the chip.
That's the whole thing, man.
Some players ain't mentally going to be strong enough to do that, you know? Some players are going to handle it like nothing. Obviously, all the top players, I think it's light to them. But we'll make it interesting, though. At least it gives something for us to watch. And that's something that the fans are thirsty for.
That's what we need.
You know?
That's what we need right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, that's so what everyone you know, needs. Basically, that's it, B. You know, let's freaking wrap it up, man. I thought we had a
yeah, let's go.
You know, freaking...
Yo, you know what? If we're going to wrap it up, man, let everyone know who they in tune to right now.
Man. Bobby Talking Ish, man. We did not say that shit once during our whole shit. Bobby Talking Ish. Bobby Talking Ish. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, IG. You can leave messages, whatever, questions. We try to get back to all y'all, man, you know? Thanks for listening.
Facts, man.
Thanks for everything. Everybody be safe out there, please. Peace and blessings. God bless all, you know?
Yeah, man. Everyone, listen, man. Thank you for tuning in. Like my man said, you can catch us on IG, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. Leave some comments. Talk about what you want to talk about, or what you want us to talk about. We'll be more than glad to do it, man. Leave some comments And again, thank you for checking in. I'm your man, Bobito Fresh. That is my man, the myth, the man, the legend-ish. We out of here. God bless y'all. Peace, man.
Peace and blessings.